Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having Bert Sperling back on the show. Bert's been with us before. He's the best places guy. He's the guy who, for the last 20 years, has been roaming around planet Earth and mostly in America, finding the best places that people can go and do this or that, whatever it might be. And in the past, when he's been here before, he has been talking to us about some pretty cool things, like the best place to eat, best place to vacation, the best place to do this or that. But today is maybe a little ignominious. Maybe it's not as warm and fuzzy a topic. He's got something else he wants to talk to us about. Bert, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. And Bert, I was a little surprised. I wasn't surprised that you were going to be back on the show. I was just a little bit surprised about how you decided to come up, that you decided to check on this particular issue. The best place is to do something, to get something negative to happen to you. That's kind of unusual, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit. We do studies like the most unsafe cities or the worst cities for migraines. So, yeah, sometimes we do places. But like those other studies, this is one list where you don't want to be at the top of the list on this one.
Right. And tell us what that list is all about.
Well, this is something that we call hijacking. This is a term. We partnered with an outfit named Intersections, which has some interesting services to keep a check on your identity out there in cyberspace and other places. But what we did was we looked at identity theft around the country. And of all the studies I've done, I don't know of any that are more timely. Every day there are you hear reports that millions of records have been stolen from some government agency or some large credit firm has
right.
Had their security breached or something.
Or somebody did something bonehead like leave their laptop laying around so it could be filched.
Yeah, and there's nothing we can do about that. And these things happen, but there's some places in the country where this is much, much more of a problem. And then there are the other ones that isn't a problem yet, but it very well could be based on the profile that they have of these different places.
Right. Well, you know, Bert, I did 6 events for IBM, with IBM, I should say, during the spring in 6 different cities talking about Internet security and cybersecurity and cybercrime. I learned a lot in those events. Cybercrime is a multi-billion-dollar international industry. The people who are trying to hack you and to cause mayhem, when cyberspace first came out, you know, these were pimple-faced teenagers who were a little too smart for their own britches, you know, and they were just basically trying to have a little fun and wreak some havoc. But that's not that way anymore. I mean, it's an international crime. There are international crime organizations that are trying to steal your identity right now online, and it's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
You're absolutely right, Jim. They're from places in, how would you describe it? Middle Europe, sort of,
yeah.
Romania.
Russia. Russia is a big place for a lot of this.
Yeah, they're very, very smart people over there that are very successful in what they do. And we've all seen these things, these emails, these unsolicited offers.
The phishing,
right.
The phishing, where they send you an eBay notice and say, you need to go here and check your account, or a PayPal notice, or if you take this survey, we'll send you 10 boxes of chocolates or whatever it might be, folks. Those are all phishing expeditions to get your identity, and if you click on them, you will be putting yourself in harm's way.
Yeah, the thought is kind of paralyzing, and that's where this term hijacking comes in, which is sort of the effects of it can be emotionally devastating. That can hurt you financially and, of course, psychologically for a year or more.
Right. Oh, maybe longer than that. No, I've heard of it taking away people, it ruined people's lives for a long time. Well, talk to us about the 10 most risky cities for this to happen, and why would they be identified as that? Why are cities with much of this happening online? Why are cities being singled out?
Great question, and I'm going to run down the list of cities, and then I'm going to tell you exactly why. What's going on with a certain kind of crime out there and how that's related to identity theft. At number 10 is Phoenix, and Phoenix is important in one particular way I'll get to. Number 9 is Sacramento. Then comes Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, Atlanta, San Diego, San Jose, Denver. Seattle is number 2, and the place that's most at risk, San Francisco, the San Francisco Bay Area.
These are all, except for Atlanta, these are all Western cities.
Yeah, and that's not an accident either.
Huh.
Here's what people are finding. Here's what the authorities, the police, and the FBI are finding. There is a meth epidemic. You've heard about that.
Methamphetamines?
Exactly, methamphetamines. And what's happened is that trend or that epidemic started on the West Coast. And there's a very when people will go ahead and get strung out on meth, basically they go for days. They have lots of energy. Unlike cocaine, which is a sort of a short high, of a burst of sort of sometimes violent energy, and heroin, which tends to put them more to sleep and makes them not want to do anything. You have meth, which goes ahead and gives people almost superhuman energy, where they're able to sit for hours and hours and hours, days at a time, in front of a computer screen or deal with washing checks off and stealing things. So there is a very strong correlation between meth use and ID theft.
And most meth use in the United States is in the Western states?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hmm. And what's happening, it's spreading eastward. So the places that I didn't name, the places on the East Coast, which think it isn't much of a problem. I'm sorry, I'm here in Portland, Oregon, where it has changed our life here for everybody, and I'm afraid it's spreading across the nation. There are people in all the Western states, the Midwestern states now, that will tell you that it is really bad and it's coming.
So what are they doing? Tell us, how are they getting our identities?
Well, first of all, what they're doing is they're stealing any kind of mail, and what they're doing with the mail, when they get the mail, first of all, they can find credit card offers. You know, you get
right.
those things.
Right.
And that should be something we should be able to stop, is not being able to receive those things.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to come back, and this is fascinating, folks. This is something we should all be paying attention to, because this is going to affect us, our businesses, and our employees. So, and also the information that we have that belongs to our customers, their identities that we are given, that we are entrusted with. This is very important stuff. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Bert Sperling. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll take advantage of all the resources we have there, including my blog, including my newsletter. Check those out when you get a chance. Bert Sperling is our guest, and he is the Best Places guy. Sperling's Best Places. And Bert, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's www.bestplaces.net. It's bestplaces.net. And, you know, for more information about this whole hijacking phenomenon, people can go to www.stophijacking, that's the letter I, and jacking.com, stophijacking.com.
All right. And can if we go to your bestplaces.net website, can we find some of the past research that you've done there?
You bet. We have all of our studies online, and we have lots of free information for people who are looking to find a new place to start a business. All that other information.
I like that. Good for you. Thank you for making that available for free. So, folks, that's bestplaces.net, right? Right, Bert?
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So check that out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Okay, we're talking about the riskiest cities. Top 10 riskiest cities, which you named off there. Phoenix is number 10. San Francisco is number 1. The most riskiest city where you can have your identity hijacked. And you're making the case that it's the increase, the significance is the level of methamphetamines that the that some of these people are on, that they just sit there for hours and hours and are basically drones, I guess, to try to get people's identities. They go through mail, I guess. Well, how do they get our mail?
Oh, there are lots of different ways. And I'll tell you one scary thing that happened here in Portland, just a mile from my house. What they do, yes, is they go ahead and they can get your mail. And it isn't just credit card offers. If they go ahead and get enough pieces of your mail, they'll go ahead and take the mail, go to, let's say, the Department of Motor Vehicles, or they will get perhaps a library card or something. And they say, look, this is who I am. This is where I live. I want you to give some sort of government-issued identity, which I can then use to get more identity, which I can then go ahead and open bank accounts in this name. It doesn't take much. So basically, you should go ahead and shred anything that comes in the house with your name on it, anything
right.
printed, not just checks or credit cards, receipts, or anything like that. You should go ahead and shred it. Also, never leave anything in your mailbox. Don't go ahead and leave a check in your mailbox ready for the postman to go ahead and take. And for gosh sakes, don't ever put up one of those flags that says, I've got mail waiting for you to go ahead and pick up, because you're telling the thieves, they cruise through the neighborhood, your neighborhood, the really nice neighborhoods, they're cruising through there, opening up the mailbox, taking the stuff, and they're out of there.
Bert, you're scaring the bejeebers out of us.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm not a hysterical person, but just a mile from my house, a postman got tasered. He got
what?
He got unconscious. A couple of people in a car, they tasered the mailman, stole his mail, and then
what?
Drove off.
Holy mackerel!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, it is. Well, and you say this is kind of moving across the country.
It really is. In fact, if you look at the information, like I said, there was an article in New York Times yesterday. California, Oregon, Washington have all had this problem for about 5 years now. Utah, wouldn't figure Utah to have that problem. Big problem for them.
Yeah, and that surprised me when you said Salt Lake. I've been to Salt Lake. That's a pretty placid place.
It is. It is. Very high level of ethics
right.
and everything there, and family
those are happy
values.
Those are happy people there. I mean, that's maybe the coolest place I've ever been in terms of, you know, people, the citizenry being happy, and it's clean, and that surprised me.
Very
we're talking about
family.
Identity. We're not talking about street crime. We're talking about identity theft. And you know, Bert, the research that I uncovered and that I learned when I was doing those IBM conferences in the spring was that more people, more Americans believe that they're more likely to be a victim of cybercrime, of identity theft, that type of crimes, than they are of physical crime.
I believe that, because really there's not much we can do about it. Well, there are some things that you can do. For instance, when it comes to computers, like you said, cybercrime, make sure you have the computer firewall on your computer set up. My wife's computer didn't have that set up. I didn't know it wasn't on.
Right.
She's got some sort of spyware installed, and we can't get rid of it. I don't know what to do except to clean off the whole hard disk or get a new computer. Make sure your spam filter is working. Avoid any unsolicited email offers or notices. And
yeah.
If they say you're from your bank, don't believe them.
Banks don't contact you like that.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the things. You know, it's one of the, these are things that to me, Bert, is one of the biggest enemies of e-commerce. Is these kind of criminals, and it makes people not want to use e-commerce as much as they should.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, it can be very convenient, very safe. But, you know, that's what, in our study, what we looked at was the, that's one of the reasons San Francisco is one of the worst, not only because of the number of complaints that the FTC got as far as identity theft.
Right.
But also because of their very heavy reliance on technology. They're one of the...
Bert, I have to wrap it up. I'm going to rip off some quick names. These are the... the 10 least riskiest cities, folks: Rochester, Providence, Cincinnati, Cleveland, I'm going there in August, Virginia Beach, New Orleans, Birmingham, Alabama, Louisville, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh. Very interesting. Bert Spurling, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Great. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. That's bestplaces.net, folks. Check that out. Quick break. Right back with Governor Jim Gilmore. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.